This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, Rich Sheban sitting in solo. And I should speed things up because I am so far behind. But right before the break, at the end of the first hour, I mentioned about how Joe Biden wants to bar schools from enacting outright bans on trans athletes. I have a couple more articles here on schools, and I could do the whole two-hour broadcast on this, just like I can with the economy, just like I can with healthcare. But I try to mix it up because I just don't have the time, and there's a lot of important information that needs to get out to you, the public. This next article is parents sewed a recording device in a toddler's jacket and captured audio of this kinder care facility threatening to harm kids. I'm just going to mention some of the quotes that was on this December 20th recording. And the audio, I'm going to quote here. So I'm quoting, okay? I'm not paraphrasing. I'm going to go and I'm going to beat both y'all. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw some bitch swings at some of y'all right now. Get up and move. Sit down. Sit your ass down. Come sit down now. You better not be playing with soap because I'm going to leave the soap in your hand and you're going to eat with it. Get away. Go sit down. Touch it and you die. Sit your butt down. Just get away. Wasn't butt. Just get away from me because I will end up in jail. You're a butthole. It wasn't butt. Shut the F up. Get your butt over there and start jacking off over there. You're nasty. And there's more. Look, here's another article right here. This is about the UK. Largest teachers union in the United Kingdom votes to have drag queen grooming hour in all schools. Look, like I just mentioned before the break, doesn't matter if it's boards, teachers, unions, you can change all the laws you want. They've all been infiltrated with people who's willing to do anything for their money, their vacation, their benefit package, and their pension. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to community service for all homeschoolers and parents. Now, can I say in every case? No. But when I meet homeschoolers, I look at their work ethic. I look at their politeness. I look at their listening skills and their communication skills. And 9 times out of 10, it's way better than public schools. Now, if it's a mix where the student is goes to high school, public high school, after being homeschooled for many years, are they still in that category of proficiency? Yes. So when you meet a homeschooler and a parent of a homeschooler, tell them thank you for community service. And this is why if I had to do it all over again, folks, okay, I'm almost 63 years old. I wouldn't have gotten 3 college degrees. Because when I went to the National Forest Service with a degree in forestry, they told me as a white male back in 1982 they wouldn't hire me. They said that they couldn't hire me as a white male for the National Forest Service with a degree in hand and experience in hand. They hired two 18-year-old girls fresh out of high school with none of the above. In 1979, I tried to get a job as a New York City fire department guy. Okay, I had some buddies who were cops and firemen in New York City where I grew up. Well, that was the year the women's group sued because they couldn't pass the physical test, so they literally sued to lower the bars of standards and qualifications for the exam. So if you were a white male, you needed to have veterans credits to even be considered. We need to, this is why, if for those of you who are teenagers who are listening, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you what I would do with what I know now. I would leave high school at 15 years old and get my GED and go into the trades. Personally, I would become an electrician and be one of the 10% that knows how to set up off-grid homes. My phone would never stop ringing, and I could actually be benevolent in a career where I can help people. Now, off-grid living used to be for poorer people. Today, I think it's more for the wealthier people because they want to get out of Dodge. But the key word in every context, folks, is decentralized. Whether it be homeschooling, whether it be supporting small business, whether it be growing your own garden, raising your own animals, living off-grid, whatever you decide to do that fits the word decentralized. And anything that I say, I've done or I'm doing. Okay? So I need to move on here, folks, because I am ridiculously behind. FBI tried to cultivate sources inside Catholic and Christian churches under phony guise of fighting domestic terrorism. Look, this is a red flag word or phrase. And for those of you, look, you got to ask yourself, you churches, are you doing your job? I grew up in a Lutheran church, and it was I got baptized and confirmed there. I believe the Lutheran church, from what I read, was the first one to invite drag queen shows. How come I've given articles where clergymen have given different interpretations and even fight over the messages in the Bible? How come I've given articles on big TV evangelists flying around in private jets and literally telling the congregation to take the death jab? How come I've given articles on priests and homosexual behaviors and the crimes behind it and the pedophilia behind it? Folks, you got to do your job. Well, you know, some things you don't like to hear, but you have to hold people to feet to the fire. And stop worrying about manufacturing the perception of self-importance and self-interest and self-preservation. You got to think about the country as a whole, because you're just supporting the rhinos and the treasonous traitors and the American sellouts. That's what's happening. Okay, moving on here. White House, it's not for us to decide if killing Christians is a hate crime. Remember how I talk about, often I did just a few moments ago, about the consequences of being politically correct and how we're reaping the consequences of decades of political incorrectness. When you don't speak up and the White House says things like, it's not for us to decide if killing Christians is a hate crime, what do you expect? You have to speak up. You have to have uncomfortable conversations. And if you use facts, evidence, proof, and truth, and remember, you cannot have truth without facts, because the powers that be use propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting, and they call it facts. It's not. Okay, a little bit of in the economic variety, and I got a whole slew of that too, which I'm not going to get to. Top 25 U.S. banks lose $89+ billion after withdrawal surge following collapse of SV Bank and Signature Bank. Remember all the too big to fail? I'm going to talk about this if I have time. Okay, next article. I'm still in the variety package. Too fat to fight. 10,000 U.S. Army soldiers are now too obese to serve, and a quarter of young men can't even qualify for recruitment. Remember, I was talking about a video several article basically is a quote from U.S. generals many years ago. Only 30 million Americans will die in the war against Russia, but we will kill 130 million Russians. How U.S. military generals, Pentagon, CIA, et cetera, try to sell their plans to President JFK. The same kind of psychopaths, only more emboldened now, are still running the U.S. Absolutely. Because they don't care. They look at you as cannon fodder. They're not going to send their kids into war. Not at all. Okay, the U.S. military is not superior to Russian military, and the Pentagon knows it. That's an article from yesterday. And I can go into great detail. And I've mentioned commercials coming from Russia where they show their military. They don't have woke. They don't have trans. They don't have, you know, all these different genders. They have young men built like steel, climbing over things and climbing through things. I want you to think about that, folks. The powers that be, the so-called installed leaders, whether they're elected or not, are literally selling weakness to the American people across the board in every context. The Restrict Act will usher in a new era of censorship under the guise of national security, just like the Patriot Act. It's going to expand federal government surveillance powers. And basically, they call it like because of the TikTok threat and apps. And, well, if you have a VPN, you better not have this app. Basically, they're just going to entrap you. That's what this means. It's totally unconstitutional in every way. And you can get fined up to $1 million in prison for 20 years. That's what this bill is about. I mean, there's a lot more to it, but I just don't have the time. So you have to be aware of what the powers that be are trying to do in order to take away your freedom, your liberty, your sovereignty, your free speech. This is against the First Amendment across the board. But our judges are not doing anything. Our lawyers are not doing anything. If every lawyer was a Tom Rents or a Robert Barnes, we wouldn't be in this position. I'm telling you right now. Okay, what I'm going to do, folks, I'm not even done with my variety package. So I'm going to go into economics, and I'm going to go into healthcare, and then I'm going to go into some general news here because I am so far behind. I always say I'm going to shortcut when it's impossible not to go into details. It's impossible, especially when all this corruption is so blatant. And even they think it's covert, but a lot of it is, you know, the telegraphing every punch. Bank of America jumps on blowout earnings as big banks feast on small bank collapses. You have to understand, when U.S. defaults on debt, we lose the world reserve currency status. They want to usher in central bank digital currency. That's what it's about, folks. Okay, that's the general news. The more specific news is that the powers that be have welfare backups. They print money out of thin air, whether it be the central banks or the six big banks. They have fractional reserve lending. They have stock buybacks. It's welfare for the rich. And the little guy does not have that protection. They don't have a veil of anything. So there's going to be cannibalization.
You live, what you make, or who you voted for. There are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, talking about the small banks and how the big banks are cannibalizing them. Look, we've given many ideas and solutions using silver and gold and coordinating small banks with private vaults and small business commerce to have a plan B. If we don't have a plan B, folks, it's all over. Because all this BS, and we talk about ideas and solutions all the time. We've talked about ideas and solutions conference, self-sufficiency preparedness schools, homeschool databases, exposing hypocrisies and double standards and being funded by the right people, having citizen review boards and grand juries, public forums on private venues, public venues, small businesses alliance, where we can share costs and liabilities. We have to think for ourselves. We have to act like citizens who expect the government to work for us, not the other way around. It's time to be American. The experts and official authorities are gone. We have to have practice what you preach laws. Our governors, even in the red states, no one's doing anything. I mean, it's unbelievable how intellectually lazy so many people are because they care about their parties, they care about their paycheck, their benefit package, and their pension, and that's it. All this talk, equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equity, inclusion, it's all fake. It's all hoax. It's BS. 64% of people in America now live paycheck to paycheck. You have to realize we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations for everything, including banking, whether it be money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks. It's all welfare for the rich, too big to fail, too big to jail. We've talked about this, using group identity politics. It disincentivizes working on purpose. It eliminates value on purpose because it's not earned on purpose. So consequently, you're going to have increased bankruptcies for the little guy, increased defaults, increased delinquencies. You're going to have worsening economic cycles with more people losing out. You're going to have more wealth inequality. You're going to have higher debt, on purpose. You're going to have inflation of the things you need, deflation of the assets you have on purpose. This leads to less lending, which creates a decrease in money supply. And even when the loans are repaid, they're not recreated. And this deflates bubbles created from cheap, non-legitimate money. It's money shuffling. It's creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning purposes, only for the consolidation of the super wealthy. Power, money, and control. Now, you can say, well, look, and I've said this many times, it's in the book, it's been proven that paper contracts and naked shorts rig silver and gold, absolutely. But if everybody started using it, especially small and medium-sized business, now you can say, well, if interest rates go up, gold typically goes down, you pay more money in debt, it crashes the system. But, yeah, but what happens when this fake election starts occurring in campaigns in 2024? Well, interest rates probably should go down because they want to make it look like the economy is looking good. So what happens? Inflation is going to go up, right? Because they're not fighting inflation anymore. So gold's going to go up. We are not, if we don't create a plan B, we are literally signing on the dotted line to make the rich richer and everybody else lose out. Okay? That's it. Okay. Believe it or not, I've gone through one article in economics. See, this is what happens when I go into details. Restaurant industry collapsing across the U.S. with several popular chains permanently closing down numerous locations. Permanently closing down. All this BS about this great economy is only BS. BRICS nations rapidly working to create common currency to counter U.S. dollars' global hegemony. Look, I've read this. Not just the BRICS nations. I'm hearing there's like close to 100 nations that's very shortly going to dump the dollar. This is very disturbing, folks. We have to have plan Bs. And where is our state Republicans? Where is the red states? There's so much cowardice and so much self-serving in our system. It's so broken. There's no value but only to the super wealthy. Next, Biden announces another $2.5 billion for Zelensky in Ukraine. Ukraine spending alone, folks, is going to take down the U.S. dollar. Never mind all the other things that we've talked about. They are literally giving away our money and our weaponry and making us weak so we can be attacked. That's what's happening. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken this morning.
Reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, and House Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy from California criticized President Biden yesterday for not engaging on the upcoming debt ceiling debate. The Republicans want cuts to the federal budget before moving forward. This as China's economy rebounded for the first 3 months of the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported this morning China's economy grew 4.5% in the first quarter of the year compared to a year earlier. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Watch it.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
What? Keep it.
You've got your... Take my...
When you go to
the PC...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, folks, we appreciate you being here. This is the last half hour of the broadcast, and I'm going to try to do less details and give you more news and information. And you tell me, I'm going to still be on economics if you think we're heading in the right direction. Biden to grant illegal aliens free government health care funded by debt placed on American taxpayers. The public... Look, every article we can talk about for an hour, but you need to get this information, so I need to give you some bullet points. The public has never seen any scientific data that shows our use of natural resources increases temperature or controls. Look, we have proven time and time again this climate change is a hoax. How the climate always changes over hundreds and thousands of years depends on solar activity, depends on polar shifts. Remember the example of Glacier National Park here in Montana, where they had the signs up for ever saying that the glaciers were going to melt off, there weren't going to be any glaciers by 2020, and they had to quietly remove the signs. Remember the UN propaganda that I share with you from 1972, where the world will end in 10 years if we don't solve climate change. Remember Al Gore, his what was his, it was Inconvenient Truth or something like that, his documentary, everything that would happen by now and previous has not happened. How about all the coastal flooding and all the super gazillionaires buying mansions on the coast? How about plants creating CO2? It's just the opposite, folks. Everything is fake. Everything is a hoax so they can rig the system and bring in legislation to control you. Next, still staying on economics. The Fed, the banking system is fine. The U.S. banking system, biggest monthly loss in deposits in history. But yet, the Fed says the banking system is fine. If you can't tell this is planned and designed destruction, then please send me a check while it's still good, and I'll send you a bridge. Small business files for bankruptcy at record pace. Economic crisis looming. Credit card delinquency is soaring, and the demand downturn is now the dominant reason for U.S. layoffs. See, folks, when people have their credit cards maxed, they have to tighten their belts and change their lifestyle, and that's a big reason why we're in this recession heading towards a huge depression. The East just dumped the U.S. dollar. The East. How many countries is that? Remember, I read an article not too long ago where it's up to 100 countries that will soon dump the dollar. The U.S. Federal Reserve System banking system is launching a cash app called the FedNow. We've talked about this before in July. So it's basically a precursor to the digital currency CBDC system. So they're purposely crashing this because people are waking up, so they're accelerating their plan. Next, IMF unleashes Unicorn, a new global CBDC intended to enslave the entire planet under one world digital currency. Did you hear the key word there, folks? Enslave. Next, Biden's parole pipeline frees over a million migrants into U.S. exceeding populations of six states. Just the release of a million migrants recently, exceeding populations of six states. This is one of the strategies to combat 2024, besides all the rigging and cheating and machines and everything else they do, and buying people off and the drop boxes. And now they're going to bring in so many millions of illegal immigrants to basically cheat on the elections as well and give everybody some type of amnesty. Saudi Arabia is investing heavily in desalination plants. Why can't we be doing this, folks? See, the technology isn't for the betterment of the people. It's for the spying, the controlling, the regulating, the tracking, the tracing of the people. Next, U.S. newsroom pays. Boston pays illegal immigrants college tuition with federal stimulus money. You're paying for illegal immigrant college tuition. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Trucking companies in Illinois, Florida, Virginia, and elsewhere are failing as economy falters. Now, that's all I have time for. Does that sound healthy to you? I'm going to do a little health care here, folks, and get it in as much information to you as I possibly can before the end of the program. Toronto to make fentanyl and crack completely legal for kids. Look, for those of you, okay, Toronto should have a new mayor. His name is Chris Skye. For those of you who are listening in Canada, okay, you need to know who Chris Skye is. He's a patriot. He's been arrested for you guys many times. He's extremely articulate. He's intelligent. He has a spine, and he's going to be running for Toronto mayor. You all need to get behind Chris Skye. You need to look him up. You need to talk to him. You need to email him. You need to text him. You need to find out where he's speaking across your country. He is a patriot. He is a top-notch person from the interviews that I've seen him on, and he knows his stuff. He knows about the bioweapon. He knows about the rigging and the illegitimate system of voter fraud. He knows about all this stuff. Okay, you need to, Canada. You need to be with under Chris Sky. You need to talk to him. You need to go to his meetings. You need to plan. Okay, next. Scientists recommend that older adults who receive Pfizer's RSV vaccine should be monitored for Guillain-Barré syndrome. Look, how many articles have we given from physicians, researchers, and scientists saying you should never take any more injectables again? Doesn't matter what classification it's under. Lab-grown chicken meat will soon hit stores and restaurant menus. Well, I got news for you, folks. Biolabs, 3D printers, it's already been out there, okay? Lab-grown meat, never mind the nanotechnology, the spike proteins, the mRNA, all these gels that slowly release toxic poisons. It's all confirmed. You need to have a garden, you need to raise animals, you need to get out of Dodge and get Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue together. We've talked about this a gazillion times, to buy a piece of property, cross-train, share skill sets, share capital resources, and turn a blank piece of property into a hobby farm where it's worth some money. And the first thing you're doing is not renting. You're living on the property. And you're putting money into equity, into principal, into your pocket. Okay, next, Dr. Peter McCullough, look out for mRNA in milk supply. There you go. Australia, very sad. This is not just Australia, folks, but the title of this article is they haven't seen these kind of death numbers. You've heard us talk on the alternative media about excess death. Well, Australia haven't seen these death numbers since World War II. I want you to think about that, folks. I mean, I just don't understand how when your loved ones are dying left and right and being debilitated, and every baby in the forest knows it's from these vaccines. It's been proven. Okay, talk to Edward Dowd. We've given all the articles. How can everybody be sitting back not doing anything? It just blows me away when you're seeing genocide, eugenics, and murder happen right in front of you. New CDC report, suicide is now the second leading cause of death of Americans under 35. Is it because they're taking all these drugs like meth and fentanyl? Is it because they know they've taken the death jab and their life will be cut short at minimal? Are they just tired of the fact that they know hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and merit doesn't mean anything in America anymore? They don't know how to survive and go forth with their plans and their dreams. Could be a lot of those things and all of the above, folks. U.S. approves first three COVID vaccine injury claims. The U.S. approved three claims, folks. You want to know how much it is? Just three. When we've given articles about deaths in America from that so-called vaccine, air quotes, of being around at least 300,000, 2 million worldwide, who knows how many debilitations, and you could look at Edward Dowd's information on that. You know what the three payouts have been? Just a little over $4,600. That's right. That's what happens when you don't speak up. That's what happens when you don't say anything. That's what happens when you're afraid to be called a name. That's what happens when you're afraid to be disliked. This is what happens when you reap the consequences of being politically incorrect for decades. Next, CDC deleted their page, which admitted their test couldn't distinguish COVID from influenza. We've given this information before, folks. I remember one of the articles I gave, a research paper, where there was in the thousands of people who supposedly got COVID from phony PCR test, nothing legitimate there, and then it turned out that all of those people, all of them in that particular study, had influenza A and B. That's right. 300-page report. There were two separate COVID lab leaks in Wuhan, and the first leak could have been as early as 2019, and our Department of Homeland Security has refused to investigate, and the cover-up was underway. Not making any of this stuff up. This is all published articles in the public domain. Next, Robert Kennedy. I'm going to go to some general news here. I'm great idea, but I think you and Donald Trump should get together and announce the first dual presidency with President Trump. And whoever wins, that's who will be your VP, only on paper. But you need to announce synergy. We have to put whatever, get rid of the ego, get rid of the pride. This is it right here, Robert Kennedy and Donald Trump. If we don't win this, it's going to be total Marxism, total capitalism, and total death and destruction. I'm telling you right now. History shows it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she says Democrats are pedophiles in 60 Minutes. Think about this and how the powers that be tried to demonize her. How come there's so much evidence that we, on the alternative media, we, not just USA Prepares, have given evidence of the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans normalizing and trying to legalize pedophilia? Drag queen story hour, drag queen this in public venues. Where's the Epstein pedophile list? Where are they? Marjorie Taylor Greene is right on, and she has a spine. She's not perfect, neither is Donald Trump, none of us are, but she has a spine. She has a backbone. She has guts. Remember, right now in history, we should be judging people by the prick coefficient, the prick effect. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is a willingness to be hated for telling the truth. Next, Jeremy Brown sentenced to 7 years plus in prison for refusing to work as an undercover operative for the FBI on January 6th. He refused to be in the covert operation to set people up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the last segment of the broadcast. We really appreciate you being here. Hopefully we're giving you some useful information, and you could pass it on to your friends and family and peers and have discussions, have uncomfortable discussions, because obviously I didn't even get to 50% of what I wanted to today, but that's not untypical, so I'm just going to close out this last segment with as many articles as I can fit in and show you where we're going to go if you don't have action behind and solutions and ideas and discussions. If you don't get involved, then America's done. It's over. Here we go. Pelosi says it's too sexist to ask Dianne Feinstein to resign. See, that's what they do, folks. Everything is about controversial races, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant. It's all BS. It's all a psyop. It's all to make you be afraid of being disliked and be called a name. Get a backbone, people. The campaign finances scheme, half of Democrat funds come from untraceable, unemployed donors. The people don't even know that they're – that's how corrupt the whole system is. Soros-funded Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Benzer's voter rolls contain over 48,000 non-legal voter registrations. I mean, it never ends. And no one – and our judges and lawyers – no one is – everybody's corrupt. It's unbelievable. Election law violations of the University of Michigan campus in 2020 revealed hundreds of individuals registered to vote the day after voting. All fraud. Ontario Party pushes law banning protests near drag shows with fines up to $25,000. Look, for those of you in Ontario, for those of you in Toronto, you need to get Chris Skye in as mayor. If you don't, all will be lost, I'm telling you. And I realize that all voting is fraudulent. We get it. We've proven it. But it's got to be a landslide, folks. That's the only way it's going to work. Next, AI scraped 30 billion images from Facebook and gave them to the cops. So everybody's now in a police lineup getting ready for the police state. You got to get off of these social media platforms, folks. Get off of them. Get back to reading and researching from books, from good sites that's going to give you truth and facts. State of Oregon denies women's application to adopt because she has Christian. happen if you don't speak up. The UN wants to decriminalize sex between minors and adults. That means adult mutual consensual sex is now gone. Children watch trans adults strip naked in body positive TV show. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. Bill Gates donates millions to NGO, which is a non-government organization, promoting prostitution under the age of 10, saying it's okay and normal. Again, adult mutual consensual sex. If you're 18, you want to do anything. You want to be trans, you want to cut off a body part, you want to be a prostitute, you want to be a homosexual, you want to be bisexual, doesn't matter. But leave the kids alone. How can anybody say 10 years old? It's ridiculous. This is what happens when no one speaks up, folks. You got to get angry. But you got to do things legally, even though the powers that be are not. Chicago Mayor-elect Johnson tells Chicagoans not to demonize teenagers who terrorize and unleash violent chaos in the city. They are propagating race wars. This is because the powers that be want to bring in Marxism, communism, and hide their crimes. That's all it is, folks. Next. See, if I have more time, we can talk about this in great specific detail. Chicago mayor again. He defends rioters even though there's videos emerging of a white woman being beaten by a mob of black youth. You can't even make this stuff up. And Buttigieg is saying that traffic accidents are caused by racial discrimination. This is how stupid they think you are. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. Texas journalists have come across $30,000 Act Blue donations totaling $200,000. This is basically a money laundering for Democrats made in the name of two elderly citizens without their knowledge. It's all fake, folks. All of it is faked. Everything. Okay, I'm just going to mention just a few more here because we're running into seconds. Crooked Katie Hobbs vetoes signature verification law in Arizona right before Katie Lake's signature verification fraud claim. Look, she has vetoed a lot of stuff here, folks. We have to act. Texas A.G. Paxton, he seems like a pretty good guy. He slammed Soros back DA after jury finds Army Sergeant guilty of murder for fatally shooting an armed BLM Antifa in self-defense. They're getting rid of the First Amendment. They're getting rid of the Second Amendment. They're causing precedence. You better speak up, folks. It's time to be American and pretend the government works for you, or else you won't have a country. We appreciate you being here, folks. Thank you very much. Have a great Tuesday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.